Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us, and we come back right after this. The Steffes Group is conducting a timed online auction for P&K equipment in Enid, Oklahoma. The closing date is May 5th, with a preview on May 4th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This huge online auction features tractors, combines, sprayers, mowers, balers, and much more. Get 10% off on all in-stock and stock-ordered parts on May 4th. P&K equipment is offering a JD financing rate of 3.9% on all purchased auction items to pre-qualified buyers. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on the P&K equipment online auction May 5th in Enid.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities here on this Monday morning. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures from the end of the week. And, well, hog futures ended up mixed. Live cattle mixed. The feeder cattle, though, ended up higher. Kind of an interesting day on Friday.
It was, and it's a little bit hard to explain, too, Dave. Friday, our cattle complex traded mixed throughout the session, but by the close, live cattle were mixed with the biggest downside in the front contracts, and the feeder cattle closed positive. Now, we have heard of some highs taking place in the feed yards as far as cash cattle trade of 160 to maybe as high as 163, but we haven't got all that confirmed yet. Now, choice box beef was down Friday, $2.26. Selects were down 83 cents. Total movement of 138 loads. The daily cattle slaughter Friday, 109,000 head. Had a good weekly kill, 566,000 head. And the cash feeder index was up 63 cents. On Friday, June cattle were 52 cents lower, May feeders up 65 cents, and June lean hogs closed 17 lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom, let's talk a little bit about these grain futures here this morning. And, well, you know what? The wheat futures, at least Kansas City, had a pretty decent day. Everything else kind of struggled.
That's right, Dave. The Kansas City wheat was the only thing that managed to close positive back on Friday. The soybean futures suffered double-digit losses Friday. The overall trading volume was only on the moderate side back on Friday as we started off the first trading session for the month of May, a little bit on the slow side and mostly negative side. Now, this afternoon is our weekly crop progress report. The first leg of the annual Kansas wheat tour starts Tuesday morning, and overnight trading has been mostly negative in our grains, but the soybeans are currently on the positive side. July KC wheat's down 4.5 cents. July corn's down 1.75 cents. July soybeans 4 cents higher. July cotton's 24 points lower. June crude oil 37 cents higher. The June dollar index 21 points higher. And June Dow Jones futures 67 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning, and we're going to visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that, and that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.